This is VK6ARN, News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931.
Hi there, everyone. I'm Clinton, VK6FCRC, and thanks for tuning in to News West.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. The other day I was discussing with a fellow amateur the increased frustration my mobile phone provider was inflicting. We hit on the idea of figuring out if other providers would fit the bill and how we could determine if their coverage would suit our needs. Aside from using an old mobile phone, I suggested that using a $25 RTL SDR dongle would provide a way to record mobile phone cell site beacons from the various mobile phone networks to map what signal levels we might find. To that end, I discovered a tool called LTE Cell Scanner by Xiangzheng Bravo Hotel 1 Romeo X-ray Hotel. Forked from the original project by James Perulas, it allows you to use simple hardware to scan for LTE cells used by mobile phone networks. James points out on his site that this tool can also be used to calibrate an RTL SDR receiver's oscillator, since an LTE downlink center frequency is stable to within 50 parts per billion. That's 10 times more stable than my Yaesu FT857D using a TCXO. If this doesn't mean much, think of it as a local frequency reference standard that you can use in your shack with minimal effort and cost. The story gets better. I started building LTE cell scanner from source, and in doing so discovered a directory on my computer named UHRR. I didn't remember what it was for, so I looked online. The first search result when I looked for UHRR radio was a repository by Oliver, Foxtrot 4, Hotel Tango Bravo. More on that in a bit. The second search result was something called Universal Radio Hacker. I clicked on the link and discovered a mind-boggling tool. There are times in your life when something flips. This was one of those times. It happened when I discovered CSDR by Andros Hotel Alpha 7 India Lima Mike, and again when I discovered GNU Radio. Diving into Universal Radio Hacker by Dr. Johannes Pohl and Dr. Andreas Nowak, I was introduced to the art of decoding and generating digital radio signals. In 2018, it was presented for the first time during the USENIX Workshop on Offensive Technologies, or WOOT, as a tool to discover, decode, and identify exploits of proprietary IoT devices scattered all over the planet. As an aside, USENIX, users of Unix, since 1975. Back to radio. Universal Radio Hacker allows you to dissect recorded radio signals using all manner of interactive processes. When you go looking for it, and you should, I recommend that you start by watching some videos. You'll find an introductory playlist on my YouTube channel. By the time you've seen those, you'll likely share my excitement. To encourage you further, the Universal Radio Hacker is open source, written in Python, and runs on Linux, macOS, and Windows. So far, there have been 94 releases of the software, so it's seen significant development in the years since it was released into the wild. When installing it, I was surprised to discover that its acronym was UHR, not UHRR. This was a relief, since I still didn't remember what UHRR was all about, and I couldn't imagine having forgotten Universal Radio Hacker. It turns out that the last time I looked at UHRR was apparently in 2021, when I shared my experience in an article titled The Remote Edge. UHRR, or Universal Ham Radio Remote, is a tool that allows you to use a web browser to access a radio remotely. My little journey into unexpected diversions, distractions, and discovery has led me into a path where several puzzle pieces have come together. For example, Universal Radio Hacker and GNU Radio can talk to each other. They're both written in Python. They're both open source, have a history of development, and have a community of users. The LTE cell scanner, also open source, will allow me to calibrate most, if not all, of my radio gear, and I'm once again inspired to keep digging into yet another aspect of this wonderful hobby. I'm sure that there are more than 1,000 different hobbies under this roof. Go forth, explore, discover, be amazed, and stay curious. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
Listen very closely, because I will only say this once this week. Hello and welcome to WAG News for Sunday the 29th of June. Well, you missed it. It was yesterday. WAGFest. Oh, hang on. No, sorry. I'm recording next week's news. This week's news is WAG News for the 22nd. And, oh, you're in time. But you got to remember, it's on Saturday, this Saturday coming, 6 days from now. WAGFest 2025 at the First Midland Scout Hall, number 10, Helen Street in Bellevue. You know, you can use Google to find out where it is. Cellars set up from 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. is when we swing the doors wide open. It's a gold coin donation. And we have a raffle. We would like to thank Comtech for their $100 voucher raffle prize. You can see Comtech at WAGFest, and you can also see Horizon Antennas. There will be others there as well. Come along on Saturday next week for WAGFest 2025. Even get yourself a snagger and a drink at a reasonable recompense. From Mitch, VK6, X-Ray Bravo, and his XYL Christine. WAG would love to see you there. 11 a.m. next Saturday, the 28th. The next WAG meeting will be held as per normal on the first Monday of the month in July. That will be July the 7th at First Pelican Point Sea Scout Hall, number 12, Australia 2 Drive in Crawley. Doors will open 7 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. Plenty of time to have an eyeball with your favourite hams, both before and after the meeting. The next episode of the WAG Technical and General Net, 10:30 a.m. this Sunday morning on VK6RLM 146.750 channel 3 and on the All-Star nodes. If you're listening in the evening, it's next week.
Why did you join amateur radio? It's not a dumb question, because I'd bet London to a brick that if we asked 10 new amateurs why they joined the hobby, we'd get a lot of different responses. Maybe not 10 different responses, but a good number. We all had our reasons for joining the hobby, and somewhere down the track you may have a different reason for staying in or leaving the hobby. In between, though, you're in for an interesting ride. One of the attractions of amateur radio is its diversity, attracting and holding on to its members as they pursue their interests. This diversity is a bonus to us because, as time moves on, so do we. And for any given aspect of amateur radio that we pursue, we may well reach a point where we've been there and done that, and we may need to do something else to keep the interest up. This by no means implies that you have to give up the old interest, it just means you'll shift your focus, or as I like to think of it, broadening my focus. Something to bear in mind when considering the diversity of amateur radio is that none of the facets of the hobby are mutually exclusive. You can take a single path, tackling a series of interests, or you might run several threads of interest alongside each other. It's all up to you. You'll hear some people being dismissive of a radio mode or an aspect of the hobby. There's no right path in amateur radio, and really, the only wrong path is to go nowhere. I'm Bob VK6POP.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
A word from Weisen, Western Australia. Our next meeting will be held at First Midland Scout Hall on Monday the 14th of July. It's going to be an activity night where we will be making the handheld DF Yagis with a tape measure. Should be a lot of fun. Come along and get your hands. Well, maybe not dirty, but you know what we mean. Plenty of time to have a chat with whoever turns up. You know, you can get there through the arterials, First Midland, maybe not a central location, but certainly easy to get to. Doors will open 7 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. 7-3's from VK6 Whiskey India Echo. Weissen usually has a net on Wednesday evenings starting 20:00 hotel. That's 20:00 or 8 p.m. local time in Western Australia. You can find Weissen VK6WIE on both 3.600 plus or minus QRM and on the Linked Repeater Network through Allstar and in Perth on VK6RLM 146.750. 7-3 is from Weissen in Western Australia. VK6 Whiskey India Echo out.
Hi, I'm Bob, VK6POP, and I'm the Vice President of RASA, the Radio Amateur Society of Australia. Amongst the other things that we do at RASA, we produce a monthly magazine called QTC. And in case you're not up to scratch with Q codes, QTC means I have a message for you. With QTC, we strive to produce a magazine that's well-balanced with information, newsy stories about what's happening now in amateur radio and what our regulator, the ACMA, are up to, interpretive pieces when the rules are changed, stories with a learning element based on experiences of a wide range of amateurs, and lightweight technical articles, you know, some project that many of us would find useful. The June QTC magazine was published a couple of weeks ago and is available at our online magazine site qtcmag.com or as a PDF download at our website vkradioamateurs.org. When you visit our website, you'll see a pop-up notice saying, "Would you like to receive notifications on latest updates?" This is our push facility that we only use for announcing the publication of the QTC magazine and important news bulletins in between, and that's not that often. While I'm talking about QTC magazine, we're always looking for articles as described, and we're on the lookout for good photos for the front cover. Did you see the fantastic photo on the cover of the June magazine that was taken at Ham Campshin? While you're poking around the RASA website, take a look at the resources that we offer to everyone free of charge, no membership required. That's vkradioamateurs.org, our website. Finally, and this is important for clubs, we will run club advertisements absolutely free. Just provide a PDF containing your ad. To get your proportions right, our pages are A4 with a 25mm border all sides, and your promo will have to fit inside the margins, either half page or full page. Send all of your QTC contributions to info@vkradioamateurs.org. That's how easy it is, just by email to info@vkradioamateurs.org.
Good morning once again. This is Roy, VK6X-ray Victor, with this week's helpline for the 22nd of June, 2025. Once again, unfortunately, nothing to report from here. If you have any items which you'd like included next week's broadcast, please contact me. The address is VK6X-ray Victor at bigpond.com. Almost forgot my own address. Victor Kilo 6X-ray Victoria at bigpond.com. And I will endeavour to expedite whatever you have. Until then, it's 7-3 from me and 7-4 from him. Always got to go one better, doesn't he?
Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that News West is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWest weekly podcast dash Kilo Zulu 7 Yankee Charlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV, the readers, and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast, or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.